Please be seated. I have to get my props. So, just the gospel alone would take us to Tuesday. It is nothing to do really with demons or pigs at all. There is a parallel between the reading from Kings about waiting patiently and the gospel. So, here's the deal. How do you expect God to show up? Some people want the Hollywood version. So imagine Tom Cruise busting through the back window, coming through the gay pride flag, and swinging from the rafters, rappelling down, and here is the presence of God. First of all, we'd all have to have our high blood pressure pills, should that happen, and maybe a line to the restroom, right? We expect God to show up in big ways. This is Elijah. Elijah's had a bad day. Oh, maybe a bad week. Oh, let's call it a bad season. He is sitting underneath the broom tree because people are running after him, and he's afraid, and he said to God, okay, this is enough. You know, I know you torment those you love, but I'm too loved right at the moment. Leave me alone. You know, we've all had that prayer, I'm sure. He is waiting for God. So God says, go up to the mountain. And what does he expect? Well, in this big windstorm, God is certainly going to show up. The rocks are moving. Have you ever seen wind powerful enough to move big boulders? Go in a hurricane, Galveston, Texas, big boulders tossed up 20 feet onto the seawall. Okay, God wasn't there. Well, what about in the earthquake? Certainly God would be there. Nope. And what about the fire? Sorry to disappoint. Where is God? Ah. In the silence. Think about that. In what is ordinary, not extraordinary. What is ordinary? And that's when the prophet Elijah knows that he stands in God's presence. He becomes aware of the presence of God through quiet, ordinary things. What about Jesus? Where is Jesus? Uh-oh, Jesus is not anymore in Jewish territory. He's with these other folks. So he is a stranger in a strange land, and they are strangers, and he's met the strangest of all. The guy that's been living in the tombs for several years and runs around naked. Probably not normative behavior. And so they're looking at Jesus, a stranger in a strange land where God, to some people, would not be found there, right? And yet God shows up in the place that people don't expect. And is it with big drama? The story would like you to believe that, because it's got pigs and demons and they're yelling and their name is Legion, and pea soup, I'm sure, was being thrown around that scene totally. But what does Jesus do? He's not a part of any of that. He is there amidst all of the strange and bizarre things that can happen in life. He is standing amid all of those things that distract us from God's presence. That might be a term for a demon. How our lives can get so busy, full of so much drama about things that really don't matter. And there Jesus stands. and in the presence of Jesus, what happens? This beautiful scene. The guy that's been running around naked in the tombs is peaceful, clothed, and seated, listening to Jesus. It's a total, total reverse of what people expected. And it is the presence of Jesus, the presence of God, that brings healing, wholeness, peacefulness, harmony into our lives. We can look for God in the ordinary, the quiet, the gentle, the presence of love. So this is a perfect opportunity to lead you into what do they do in the back of the church wearing these lavender, am I getting this right or is this violet? I can never remember. The folks that have these lavender ribbons are the people in the parish that are healing ministers. And we want to show you what they do in the back room back there in case you think what crazy weird stuff can happen back there, all right? And I want to just teach you something about intercessory prayer. We've got three people that are going to come up. You know them, Rhoda and Jillian and Pat. And Pat, we are going to pray for Pat. Pat's going through something right now. We probably all know about it, but she's being very brave, as are Jillian and Rhoda, to pray and do this all out in front of us. Our job is to enter into this demonstration and pray for our sister, okay? So we're gonna do that, and I'm hoping that I can do this without creating feedback on the microphones. Do y'all wanna come forward? They are very brave to do this in front of all of us. Most of the time, this is why we want to show it to you, because it happens most of the time out of our view and sight, and we don't know what is going on. So, Pat, have a seat. Is this thing on? Who knows? Do you know how to turn that on? Okay. Good.
I've been told.
Is it there?
It is on.
All right.
My life at the moment is full of change and turmoil. My husband, Alan, and I have recently moved from our home to a retirement residence. Everything is new and different to us. New routines, new people, new places, we get lost. It's very, very difficult. And we are in need of prayer.
Okay, Pat, if we lay hands on you. Gentle, loving God, let your light, your love, your grace support and move through Pat and Alan as they settle into their strange land. We pray for the healing of body, mind and spirit as they find those quiet times where you will be present. Amen.
Pat, we pray that you and Alan will find happiness, joy, peace, and love in your new home. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Pretty simple, pretty heartfelt. No mystery. Brothers and sisters praying for brothers and sisters. It's the healing ministry. That's all that happens. It's not counseling It's not, I don't know, throwing snakes around the room. I don't know. It's what you just saw. A gentleness of spirit reaching out to somebody that we know and love, or to whatever the intention is that is given. A willingness to open our hearts and to pray. You see, you and I have the gift of healing. It is in through that gentleness of prayer, a willingness to open our hearts, to become aware of Christ within us and around us, that begins to create that harmony and love and gentleness. When Pat goes home today to her new home, she knows that though we haven't yet been there, and we're not coming for coffee, just that all of us are there in heart. Think about how gentle that feels, and how she feels so, and Alan feels so embraced by us, so embraced by God. This is the healing ministry. My brothers and sisters, God comes to us in many ways, but most often in quiet, ordinary, gentle times. God bless you.